is Lilian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. It is 99 days to the 2023 general elections. The clock is really ticking. In the spirit of the election, the All Progressive Congress flagged off its presidential campaign on Tuesday in Jos, Plateau State. Videos and pictures circulating social media indicated that all did not go too well with the APC kickoff campaign. How true is that? What really happened? Our colleague in Jos gives us an insight into everything and issues that were discussed at the campaign.
Yeah, my name is Adu Abubakar Musa, the Jos correspondent on the Plateau. Okay, well, what happened was we saw a lot of dignitaries coming from different parts of the countries. There were governors serving, both serving and past governors. There are also members of House of Representatives present. Senators were also there, and the president was also there. And everything started well, and it ended well. Only that there were a lot of issues, particularly that has to do with the commotion that happened when the APC presidential candidate was about to take the stage. And what happened was there was problem between the security and some APC supporters when they were trying to find their ways to the center of the event, which the security personnel felt that it was not proper for them to struggle to find their way there. So they had to push them back. And in the process of pushing them back, and there was problem which many of them started throwing bottled water, shoes and what have you against the security.
Okay, so and that commotion happened because security were trying to move them to somewhere better, not where they wanted to be.
Yes, they wanted to get themselves to the center, you understand?
Okay.
But the security now refused them that no, that shouldn't happen. Okay. So they had to push them back. So when they pushed them back, they now started throwing water, rubber water and shoes at them.
Okay. So what was the reception like of the people of Jos to Tinubu? What was their reception like to him?
Okay, honestly, looking at the crowd, the people that gather at the event, one would say that, yes, he was well received, you understand? And then because in an event whereby you want to say something or you want to sell yourself, and if you don't have people to sell yourself, I understand. And then invariably, it is obvious that probably you are not accepted by these people. But looking at the gathering, looking at the number of people that there are at the venue, one would say that yes, Tinubu was well received.
So let's talk about points he made during his campaign, because that was an opportunity for him to sell himself, like you said. Now, were there specific points he made regarding to making life easier for people, especially in terms of security? Now he was in Plateau State, which is Jos, and they have their own fair share of insecurity. So what was his policy? What did he say were his policies on security while you were there? What did you hear?
Okay, well, he highlighted some of the activities that he intend to achieve if elected. He talks about security, he talks about economy, he talks about job creation. He also talk about provision of electricity if elected. But going by what he said in, on the security, he said that President Muhammadu Buhari has already laid a foundation, which he believed that the president has achieved a lot in terms of security. So he said that he even remembered that before President Muhammadu Buhari came to power, about 17 local governments were seized by Boko Haram insurgents, which after the election, and then President Muhammadu Buhari became the president. So he now made effort to ensure that those seized local governments were taken, you understand, by the Nigerian security. So he said that at least this particular effort that Buhari did, he is going to build on what he did to achieve, you understand, to achieve the desired goal in terms of security.
Overall, based on your observation now, as one who was there, what was your take on the ambience of his first, you know, this is the kickoff of his campaign. What was your take on this first kickoff of his campaign?
Well, one would say that, yes, if the people we have seen there, if the supporters we have seen there, were really the APC supporters, we are really party supporters who will vote Tinubu comes 2023. It is very obvious that even if maybe he does not win the election, but I'm very sure you definitely, you understand, make a very good fight.
That was Ado Abubakar, our colleague in Jos, speaking. Based on what Ado said, it seems the presidential candidate has plans to combat insecurity. Are his plans valid? After the break, we would find out. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at what really happened at the APC kickoff campaign in Jos, Plateau State. Before we went on break, we had a chat with our colleague in Jos, who was at the campaign ground, and he gave us a detailed insight into everything and every conversation that happened at the campaign ground. According to Ado, our colleague in Jos, the APC presidential candidate promised to continue in the good works of President Muhammad Buhari in terms of his fight against insecurity. What does this mean? My colleague Mercy James puts this question and more. My colleague Mercy James puts this question and more to a security analyst.
My name is Dr. Huza Geto, Managing Director, Eagles Integrated Security and Logistics Company Limited, Abuja, Security Intelligence and Investigation Experts for Asia and African countries. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if Tinubu really wish to continue where Buhari stopped in terms of operations and practical, tactical, and non-tactical strategy, I think Tinubu is quite wrong, and I will never be in support of that. And I'm not a politician. I don't blood care about what the position of the politicians is on. But I believe if Nigerians are to take this into consideration, they will never go for Tinubu again. They will go for something else. But I'm not praying or asking people to vote Tinubu or not to vote Tinubu. That is none of my business. There are so many things, so many exposed weaknesses of Buhari administration in terms of dealing with security situations. Those issues that were known for so many reasons. One, Buhari administration promised to provide security and property for the lives of Nigerians when they came into government, which they felt. A lot of money had been spent, but yet there is no impact. We are getting more unsecured than secured. And even the criminals, or the suspected terrorists recently declared by the security agencies, are wanted. And they asked if anybody knows where they are, they will even pay $5 million. I challenge the government and I challenge all the security agencies that I know. And they know, I know. They know where these guys are, right from the ward head, the village head, the district head, the AMS, the security chiefs at the state and the regional and the national level. They all know these guys. They all know where they are. So if at all they are sincere and honest, why can't they use GPS coordinate to track the locations of these guys? Because all these guys that have been listed, they all have phone numbers. They are all communicating with their families.
Yes,
so
sir.
I believe Nigerians, I cannot speak for Tinubu. I don't really understand, and I cannot really explain. He should be in the best position to explain what he really means by that he is going to continue where Buhari stopped.
All right.
I cannot speak on his behalf.
So do you think Tinubu has what it takes to fight and combat insecurity?
Well, this I cannot say yes or no, because I don't have any major instrument to do so. Why? Because even when Tinubu became the governor of Lagos State, there wasn't issues of security challenges exactly to what we have. So that cannot be used as a measurable indicator to judge Bola Ahmed Tinubu whether he can or he cannot. But it depends on the policies and the principles of his government if he emerged as a president-elect. That's what will determine my response,
okay.
And that's what will determine the positions of Nigerians, and that's what will determine either he is going to he's going on the right way or he's going otherwise.
That was Dr. Yahusa Getu, a security analyst, speaking. The role of the government is to protect lives and properties. Come 2023, Nigerians should vote for people who will put their security needs first. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprouts.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadeja. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comment, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter and Daily_Trust, and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.